Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
People, right now you are locked into the More Than Just an Interview podcast, powered by 99.7 Heat Miami, officially a part of the iHeartRadio family, monetized by our partners at Red Circle in partnership with Radio Pushers. On this More Than Just an Interview podcast, you're going to hear our thoughts on trending news, entertainment, Hollywood, the music industry, business world, issues that impact people every single day. The way we curate our stories here is totally different. You're going to get an unbiased viewpoint that reflects the mindset and the spirit and the energy of people all around the world. No matter what you say about life, balance is always the key. And we strive to exemplify balance on the More Than Just an Interview podcast. Lock in. Every day we drop a fresh content. Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, rate us 5 stars, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And I promise you, you're going to get unfiltered, calculated, non-explicit content, safe for all ages. All right? No ratchet news here. Everything's on the up and up and positive. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming on the More Than Just an Interview podcast, monetized by Red Circle, powered by 99.7 The Heat Miami, officially a part of the iHeartRadio family. Let's get it. The goal. People, right now, you are locked in to the More Than Just an Interview podcast. We are on episode 24. Today, we are talking about the Beyoncé effect. Again, the Beyoncé effect on the world. Shout out to our partners at Red Circle, iHeartRadio, 99.7 The Heat Miami, my co-host Zoe Rosegold. Episode 24 of the More Than Just an Interview podcast, the Beyoncé effect. Very few people, when you get that one name, that one first name only in your title as an artist, you're pretty much on icon status. Prince, Beyoncé, Madonna, The Beatles, Michael. We all know who Michael is, Michael Jackson. Beyoncé is, in my humble opinion, the most culturally influential music icon in Black music since Whitney Houston. But overall, she is the most, she has transcended music over the past 20 years, from choreography to music to sound, more than anybody. Just speaking from a music perspective, I'm not talking about politics and, you know, social influence for us, like selling clothes and things of nature. I'm just talking about the business of music. Nobody, female or male, has transcended that in all areas. When you think about Beyoncé going back in the early Houston days, her dad, Matthew Knowles, her mother, Tina Knowles, they acknowledged in her early on her iconic features. They knew her daughter had an extra gear. I always tell people, you never get credit in the end if you didn't see it in the beginning. Matthew Knowles knew. His former wife, Tina Knowles, knew. But Matthew was the modern day age Joe Jackson. Joe Jackson was the father of Michael Jackson. He managed him, coached him, groomed him.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
He saw his boys as superstars to get them up out of Gary, Indiana, and put them to the next level, which he did. Matthew Knowles, same thing. When you think about the career of Beyonce, you just close your eyes. You think about every song, every album, every video, all the anthems, the touring, the sales, the merch, the topic of conversation, and the way she's been able to unify people. The thing that you must respect about Beyonce, her music unifies and never divides. Beyonce never, ever, ever lets people think she's not black, but she also lets people know that race and color don't matter. Love does. And I've always respected that about her. She understands how to separate one from the other. Because you can be pro balance, as I like to say. She's balanced in her viewpoints. But she's always understood how far she wants to take something, where she wants to go with something, who she wants involved in her life, and who she wants around her. When she broke out huge on her own with Crazy in Love with Jay. But before that, look at Destiny's Child. The original founding members, and then when they broke off, it was just three. Even with her, Kelly, and Michelle, all three together, and even the ones before that that was with them. Shout out to LaToya Tucker, beautiful voice. Beyonce, even in that role, was an illuminated star. You see, there are people that are born to be game changers. They are born with the shoulders, with gargantuan shoulders to carry the load. Not only for themselves, but for a lot of people. The economy, the brand of Beyonce is like none other. It's the Michael Jackson level. That's what it is. And the thing about Beyonce that is so powerful is that she never has to roar to let the world know she's not happy with something. Everybody around her roars for her, but with her at the same time, because she roars in a strategic way. That's why people are so not likely to speak negatively on her brand, because the backlash. If you're talking out of pocket, not just being honest, but if you're talking out of pocket. Prime example, she transcended over the country, went number one. Certain country stations didn't want to play her music. What happened in the end? They had a million calls up to the radio station. Hey, we're sorry, we're going to play it. Can't box her in. Can't box her in. She never complained. She never cried because she knew the integrity of her brand would speak out. When you do wrong or you try to stop the progress or impede the progress of something that is positively successful, people won't have it. Because people ride with people they believe in. You see, that's the type of brand Beyonce has created for herself. Even though her private life is extremely private, which is why she doesn't do a lot of interviews. Because she doesn't want you to know all of her thoughts. She expresses her thoughts within the music and within actions she wants to take to help people. Especially like with the Breonna Taylor situation. And the whole Breonna Taylor situation came about. Beyonce was first on the line, making it known. Well, she was one of the first people on the line, making it known about, we want justice. We want this. We want that. Breonna Taylor family, even though can't bring her life back, they got paid a substantial payout from the city. And hopefully that won't ever happen again. When Beyonce pulls up and shows support, it's on another level because of the Beyonce effect. It transcends anything traditional. It is a global phenomenon on its own because her word, her saying, her impact changes the way people look at you, how people feel about you, and what they think. And her music, no matter what you think about her music, no matter if you think it's provocative or this or that or a life-changing or whatever category you want to put her music in, Beyonce creates music that captures the heart and souls of people everywhere. Think about her work ethic. Have you ever seen a Beyonce concert? Just sit back and watch her for just an hour. When I look at her on a concert through the Tidal app, and I'm watching her in concert, somebody is moving for over an hour straight. Voice not cracking. Physicalness in total shape. She's electrifying the stage. She knows where to move. She knows how to look at the camera. She understands choreography to its core. Even when her world was turning upside down and rumors were running rampant about her and Jay-Z, she made Lemonade and took it to the next level. Lemonade. It spoke a whole lot to the person it was intended to, and that was Jay. But it was also sending a message to women everywhere about how to protect their sanity and how to stand. Because she put her business out there the way she wanted to, where it was a controlled environment. You see? The thing about Beyonce that makes her parents proud, makes her husband proud, makes her children proud, is that she will never let anyone alter, modify, or deter what she feels is right in the world or the right thing to do. That's why her brand is so powerful. That's why when she speaks on something, it has to matter. That's why she reserves to swing her pendulum of power in an environment where she feels is best. Beyonce's name, her music, her life, her energy, her story, her documentary one day that she's going to drop probably. It's so much behind the scenes we don't know. It's so much work that is going on in her life. The tragedy she's experienced, the pain she's experienced, the backlash, the hate mail. But the thing I respect about her that is so on another level, you never see her sweat. You never see Beyonce sweat. Because she understands what the prize is in life for her, and she understands why the process is so beautiful, and most importantly, why it is necessary. Very few people understand that type of thought process, can process that. Very few people can do that. She can. There are levels to this game. And Beyonce understands that more than anybody. When you are Black and you come from two Black parents and you are in a world in pop where everybody looks opposite than you and you can make everybody, every race respect you because of your music, not because she just Black, because of her music and because of her integrity and the way she carries herself, you are an icon just for that alone. That's the thing about Beyonce. Remember that basketball game where Jay-Z went to and it looked like Jay-Z was talking to the, I think the Golden State Warriors owner's daughter or something. And it looked like the dog was getting too friendly. And Beyonce made a look and the beehive went off. And she had to tell her, the publicist had to tell the beehive to chill. That's that Beyonce effect. Man, she walked quiet, but she carried a huge stick in this game. She is a billion-dollar operation. She is. Her catalog, her music. People envy her so much. Her approval to just, yo, I'm hanging out with Beyonce. I'm going to the Rock Nation bar. Beyonce want me to come over for a pajama party. Beyonce hanging out with us in the G5 jet. Because she's never allowed herself to be compromised by anybody that we know of. And she's always protected the most valuable thing to her, her privacy and her soul. That's what I respect. The music is the music. That's subjective. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. If you're rocking with it, you're rocking with it. But you can never take away what she has created for herself, which has made her into a billion-dollar brain. Her and her husband, Sean Carter, Sean Corey Carter. Shout out to Marcy. But from Houston to St. Bart's to the coast of France, they know Beyonce. Can you imagine the work load and just the work ethic needed to go from Houston all the way to the coast of France, to Italy, to Africa, and you have millions of people that want to see you? Beyonce could sell out a 2 million capacity stadium right now. A 5 million stadium capacity. Michael Jackson, Taylor Swift, Beyonce, only a few people can do that. Only a few people can command that type. When people are paying $2,000, $3,000 on tickets, something else. $12,000 on tickets, something else. Because that's called supply and demand at its highest level. You have to understand, you have to recognize greatness when you see it. And the thing that you see in Beyonce that's so beautiful is that she never allows anyone or anything or any situation to keep her beauty from shining. Episode 24, More Than Just an Interview Podcast. Episode 25, The Beyonce Effect. No, this is episode 24, The Beyonce Effect. Coming to you live from Las Vegas. Shout out to Zoe Rosegold, my co-host, Red Circle, our monetization partners, iHeartRadio, and 99.7 The Heat Miami. Let's get it.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.